Okay, and finishing off the Hilta Suda, cinnamon bays, go up to 6 buffs. The Marathon of Habura, that's a eating with a fever. And some of them left with the das that they're coming back here. Since one of the people there are there from the original place, when it's the kriyas is not mitzvah, meaning the original, how do you say kriyas? As long as there's somebody there, yeah. Yes, I think so. Yeah. It's just hefsek, it's not considered a hefsek at all. So as long as you leave one person there, it's not a hefsek. So if, let's say some of the guys want to go out and daven the early mincha. So it's really lechatchila to, it sounds like it's lechatchila. As long as you leave somebody there, then you're fine. So that one guy who doesn't want to go daven the early mincha, he saves it for everybody. Question is the women. If a woman should count, right? If a woman stays there, she's part of the Suda.
We didn't say
Doesn't
last
say
night
so.
that it's not lechatchila to do this.
No, but that's what he's saying. It's not lechatchila to do this if you're not leaving anybody there at the meal, but if you're leaving somebody there at the meal, then it's fine. Now, lechatchila, the guy has to sit at the tables.
Well,
No, this is saying
hopefully he's clearing the
lechatchila to be able
table.
to do this.
Hopefully he's clearing the table.
I
So that I don't have to
No,
clear
but
it
I'm
when I
saying,
get
but that's what
back.
he said you shouldn't do. Right? So if I think this, you can even do. I thought all of the above, but that's but not lechatchila to leave. Right, the last two tests is if you arrive and you left, and then I mean what I'm thinking is that the pshat the Kiddush Shulchan is yesterday we learned that if you're eating bread you shouldn't lechatchila get up. If you did, then fine. And here we're saying that if you're going to leave somebody there, then it is okay. Yes. Okay. Fine. Let's say by Hamoitzi, when you made the bracha, your das was to go someplace else. This is like Purim. This comes up on Purim. People want to bounce from house to house. But Chassidim, they eat Friday night. They start the Friday night meal in their house, and then they want to go to the Tish. Right. Levarach shom birchas hamazon and to make birchas hamazon there. Noyeg in lahatzah the minig of v'imata. Atzarach lizar lefel gam shom lachol hapachas kizayis pas. And you have to be careful also to eat there a kizayis pas in the new place. Ve'ein lasis pein elu le'es atzayra. Shouldn't do this only le'es atzayra. Pursue this mitzvah for a suit this mitzvah. Meaning don't just bounce around from one house to another house. Even if you have it, even if you have that das, even if you have that das, but you shouldn't do it with chatchila unless it's for a suda's mitzvah. Okay, so I'm a spal b'sefer suda. Somebody who davened sefer suda kishakayz alefa when he comes back. Right, this is the mincha on Shabbos. Mincha gedolah on Shabbos sugya. When he comes back to eat, ain't tzarich levarach oid hamotzi. You don't have to make hamotzi again. Pain im yoshem b'sefer suda shinas arai. Let's say you sleep a temporary sleep. Which is what I do pretty much every Suda. I'm not saying I'm proud of that, but that's just what happens, right? Seems to be a common occurrence. Even though it takes some time that your temporary nap, so like Mikri Hefsik, it's not called a Hefsik. Let's say you are Masik with any sort of temporary, right? Not temporary, and not something not required. You're going to let's say you leave the meal, but you need to go to the bathroom. With all these things, you need because it is hesachadas. But you have to make sure that your hands don't get dirty. Other thing is, if you're sleeping in your clothing, so then what part of your body is your hand's going to touch, right? We're afraid that it's not on your das, so you're going to touch parts of your body. So if you're at night and you're not dressed, so then there's a chashash. But when you're wearing clothing, it's less of a chashash. Right, but I'm saying it is less of a chashash, right? Okay. Well, you vorach me'ala netilah, but you should not make a bracha when you wash your hands. Again, don't make a bracha. You mishum hesav adas, ain't you vorach me'ala netilah. You don't make a bracha on netilah, on washing, if you had hesav adas. I think that's one of the big mistakes. Another one of the big mistakes people make: if somebody talks after washing their hands for bread after netilas yadayim, then you say, "Oh, you got to go wash and make a bracha again." No, you don't. You probably don't even have to go wash again, unless it was a long conversation. Certainly, you don't make a bracha again. But once your hands are washed, and meaning if you touch something, you definitely touch something dirty, that's something else. But if you just wash and get your questions, then not. Okay, when you finish the Suda, and you put on your das to say different samos, and praise of the rights of Rachel, I wish this, if you come back, and you want to eat and you want to drink, the issue of the harvest will be dinner in Abrakos. I mean, and you said, let's bench, right? But then if somebody comes in with a geshmaka food, something, so now you decide you want to eat, right? So then there's many polluted demons whether you should make the brothers or not. Yeah, so the question is, well, nothing back in means, well, he doesn't discuss it. I think he means the same, I think. If you like, it's a good deal. Yeah, I don't know.
If someone said, let's bench, someone said,
Number what?
not a,
Dave.
someone said, let's If someone said less bench, they didn't say my, but he didn't say my side, but he didn't watch my machrayim, and the guy's watching my machrayim, then you still could eat, no?
No, because he said he wants the bench. Right? He said he wants the bench. And since he said he wants the bench, then even without my machrayim, it's a problem. Right? He says, I'll take geish from noyam is there. You shouldn't do this. Meaning, don't eat. Right away, you should make birchas hamazon. Right, and if food does come, so l'chayra you should bench, and then wait a bit, and then eat the food. Right, probably the safest. About brachas hamazon. That's true, but he didn't, because when it came in before he benched, according to the tzad, no, but in the tzad that he doesn't have to make any brachas, so then he's making brachas on the treatment. That's what I would think. 15 minutes, maybe take a walk. It depends how strict you want to be. Okay, synonym gimel, hilfus birchus brachus with dvarm sha'otam v'shoyse v'soy chasido uboi zayin se'ifin. This is, what do you become potter from in the suda? So kol ma sha'otam v'soy chasido, anything that you eat in the suda, with dvarm sha'otam v'gimel lachom v'soy chasido uboi, anything that you normally eat during the meal, that's meant to satisfy you, if you're going v'osav adodam, v'nei lifton zaitzim, v'nei levivus, right, fish, meat, fish, any sort of lift on is things that you eat with bread. Daisa is, how do you call dice cereal? Mina levivos, levivos is like that types of pancakes. Even if it's things that you normally eat without lechem, fulam, enam, tzvich, and bracha, they all don't need a bracha, like lefnei, like lacharem, not before and not after. Shekim and sha'ochlan, like some despoya, sids, to eat them, to satisfy their hands of flour and suda. That's considered part of the suda. The shalach feed in the breadus after alechem, and the whole suda goes after the bread. Who ikur chaye adam? That's a major important line right there. Lechem is considered a person's life. What they call it, a staples, right? So mela, everything goes. The bread is always considered the main thing, and everything else is parenthetical to the bread. They're the same. That's why everything becomes potter. And make a moitzi and a birchas hamazon. If people mishlu food on the bottom of achirim, and even if they send you food from other houses, ain't tzarich levarach alem. You don't need to make a bracha on them. It's dama das adam al kol mashi yivu loy. das of a person is on anything that they're going to bring him during the seder, right? Fine. That's aleph. So we're going to get to that. This is the only things that are normally eaten with bread. You also don't need to make a bracha on liquid. Because liquid is also considered part of the seder. Because you don't normally eat without also drinking. Except for wine. Because wine is a davar kosher. To become a commerce and for Yom HaVarech Allah, many places you try to make a bracha on it, Afa Fi, Shein Etzarach Yishtas, Ugan Kiddush Rav Dolo. And even though you don't drink, it comes with Kiddush Rav Dolo. Right? Fine, we're going to get to desserts, yeah? Afa Fi, Shein Etzarach Yishtas, Ugan Kiddush Rav Dolo, Sikin HaVarech Allah, Gamba Sech HaSidik. You have to make a bracha on it also in the seder. Right, so wine does not become potter. And if you made a bracha on wine before the tefillah yayin, which is what we do by kiddush, and your das is to drink it also during the seder, or the norm for you is to drink wine in the seder, you don't have to make a set bracha on it. You lift up a bracha shaverach alav l'chein ha'suda because you become potter with the bracha that you make on it in the suda. Right. The yayin sarach, and what about schnapps? The yayin sarach, when you say that's hard liquor. The only derech nishkoz the tamar b'sef ha'suda. Not everybody drinks hard liquor during the suda, right? So that's a suffix if it's considered part of the suda or not. If you know that you're going to drink hard alcohol during the suda, the best thing to do is to drink a little bit before the tzidayim. Less than the tzidayim. And make a bracha on the and lift up Gamma Shiyish to be safe as Suda, and then you should have in mind that that will make, well, part of what's in the Suda. But what I also can, if you don't do this, you barach Mikhilas Tsas Tsukas. If you can't do it, then make a bracha on a little bit of sugar. The Yishter is a Yayin Sarav, and that will pater the Yayin Sarav. Yeah, so the only thing is, the time that this is most Nageya is Shabbos, right? But Shabbos, you made a bracha on Yayin, so that Yayin covers you for schnapps. Huh? If you drink it, it is correct. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, fine. The Yesh, we're going to see that whole sugya vayter, with the whole wine drinking. And some of the nerds to dip some bread into the schnapps, right? Because then you don't need, if you eat it together with bread, which you're going to see this concept later, right? Well, not later, but probably next week. Meaning when you, even something that bread doesn't necessarily make you potter from, but if you eat it together with bread and not vice, then that will be enough to take away the summer grunts. That's something you might be able to do that with desserts and other style or that type of thing. Now, the Yesh Mefakuk cannot say, but there are those that are Mefakuk on this din. Whether eating with bread makes a potter. I am not a shekel from a different Zion, see, potter and give it. Fine. Give it, right? We came with the rest of it. And right, so, you know, it's just long these days, right? And Gimel. And right, so left of a circle, see, the haters, the light path. Well, let's say you want to eat during the Suda, like we just said, you want to have fruit and without bread. Even chain of Paris make a fidu, since Paris is not part of the Ikra Suda, the chain of fidu is not from our shulchan, and cutting a bit of a bite. Therefore, even if it's put on the table, even if it's on the table, put on bite, the mokam ainan, the ton of the Ikra Samaiti, it's not part of the Ikra Samaiti, it's not a bracha on the bracha of shine, you need to make a bracha of shine, and our bracha of shine ain't a tree. So, bracha of shine you need to make, but a bracha of shine you don't have to. He niftarim with Rechus HaMozim because he's potter with Rechus HaMozim. The Neder writes a length of the left pass, and if he doesn't want to eat without bread. You want to have the fruit together with the pas. Ain't sort of the water lamp, you have to fill in the pas because it's topic to the pas. Right? Meaning it's considered, it's subordinate to the bread. You want to look at sauce in the pas, it's sauce of a light pas. You want to eat a little bit with bread and a little bit without bread. So if you start left a feel of a light pas, then you should make sure to eat it in the beginning without bread. You want to and then make a broken and laugh a coffee, also look on gum in pas, then. You can eat it together with the bread. And if you eat it initially with bread, and then you eat the fruit without bread, meaning your first bite of fruit you take together with bread. And then you continue eating. Fruit, because steak of the bracha, now you have a suffix brachas. Right? I mean, just taking one bite of fruit with the bread. And then you just fully have food after that. So maybe that's not enough. Right? That's not enough to make it that the food is subordinate to the bread. Yeah, so these halachas are very tough. Then you had to go back through these things. But yes, regular, and there are those that between each food, each course, I guess, they have something that's mamshit, what do you call it, that pulls their desire for food, appetizer. During zayas meluah, salty olives, limonim, salty lemons, sayin, v'kadoyme, or radishes and similar things. That's called machmas ha-suda. That's because you're going to end up eating more because of that. You don't have to make a bracha. It's a pas kachor because the pas makes you lots of. Okay, lots of complicated technical halachos here.
For me, it's
So,
air. Air does it for me.
what?
Air gets me to eat more.
Who gets you?
Air.
Air?
Just breathing. Breathing makes me want to eat more.
I hear it. But yeah, I don't understand the appetizer part. Like, what's the point in eating an appetizer to make you eat more? So don't have an appetizer and eat less. Well,
Easier said than done.
now tell me about it. Tell me about it.
I
Just
guess
trying to convince
I guess
myself.
the woman made so much food, so she wants everyone to eat it, so she makes an appetizer.
I hear. Yeah. Anyways, all right, fine. Everybody should have a fine night.
Thank you.
Exactly.